You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Time now for the Quinn Snyder Coaches Show, brought to you by Fanatics with head coach Quinn Snyder. Coach, the last two games, your half-court defense has been exceptional against two of the better offensive teams in the NBA. What did you see from your crew in that half-court defense? What did they do so well?
Well, I think, first of all, as you said, we were in the half-court, which meant we were doing a better job, getting back. And I think, the Portland game, it's they're so unique with the way that they play, that it requires some execution and some real communication on some of the coverages. You can't stop Damon Lillard one-on-one, and we were fortunate. Maybe they didn't shoot it great, but I thought we did make them uncomfortable. And, it was good to see our guys connected. And then really the biggest thing against Portland that frankly, you hope we couldn't do better than we did against Phoenix was that we rebounded defensively. And, truth be told, that's not always the easiest thing, because oftentimes we're giving up some height down there, but we can keep scrapping.
There was a really cool moment. Derek Favors moved into 10th all time in the franchise scoring list. And then his reaction afterward was almost youthful. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm 10th in scoring in a franchise. It was kind of the wonderful element of who is Derek. Can you share with us a little bit what he's bringing to this crew off the court and that whole attitude of what he's brought back to this team?
Yeah, I think, first of all, that it's representative of, Derek over time being reliable. He battled some knee issues early in his career and really worked where he's in. He's kept himself in great shape where, he's played for a while, and he's played for longer here than anyone else maybe. What his demeanor is such that there's a positivity about him, particularly when, his role fluctuates at various times. There's times when we'll, play Rudy the majority of a fourth quarter and maybe Fabe will come back in for a couple minutes is all. That's not always easy on a player's ego, no matter how selfless they are. His ability to absorb that and to maintain kind of a focus on the team, I think, says a lot about him. And it's also, it's a healthy, constructive message to the rest of the team.
What are the primary things you have to do with De'Aaron Fox?
Transition defense.
Good answer, Coach. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot.